All right, guys, so now we're gonna talk about location scouting. Now, with location scouting, there's a few ways you can do it. You can do it with the budget or without. So if you have a budget, it's kinda easier to get access to, better looking ambiance because it's like, you get what you pay for, right? So if you don't have a budget, you definitely want to utilize the resources around you, but just be creative and think outside the box. I mean, you can possibly do it in your apartment, at the corner of the wall, or me, like, this is my apartment, this is my backdrop, so I'm just doing this for the sake of this course, and I don't really feel like setting up the camera right now. So anyway, but yeah, you utilize the resources around you and be creative and just go, go and then build it to where, to where you ultimately want it to be. But again, if you have a little budget and you want to go the professional route, you definitely could contact other real estate agents, who may have access to, other mansions, for examples, in the Hollywood Hills and stuff like that. And you let them know the budget, and then they'll go out and find it for you. So you don't really have to do any work. You just put it on the real estate agent. They go find you the property within your budget, and then you can negotiate when you get there. But it's going to be along the lines of what you want, and you don't have to go through the headache of trying to find it. You have one person that is in charge, that takes full responsibility for executing that on your behalf. So that's good to have. Well, also, if you have any amenities in your building, of course you want to take full advantage of that because you're paying for it, right? So, like me here, we have a movie theater and we have a conference room. That looks pretty good, and you'll see that on the episodes when you subscribe to the Sleepers for Billionaires podcast YouTube channel. But anyway, so I utilize both those rooms, for season one and season two. Even my living room a few episodes ago. So yeah, you definitely want to be creative and utilize the resources around you. But you have to have that eye when it comes to the picture, because you can't just go in front of the wall and be zoomed all the way out, zoomed all the way in. You have to have a certain eye when it comes to how, an engaging picture is supposed to look, or how to capture a feeling within that picture, because it all plays a role. The way the camera zooms in, how it zooms out, what the actors do, everything, but that's a whole nother story. But just have that, that eye, critique everything and try to make it as perfect as possible, even with as simple as possible, as simple as it may seem to be, because it's just you in front of a wall. Little details play a big role to how it's perceived by the viewer, So yeah, but anyway, take that into consideration. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got for location scouting. That's pretty much what it boils down to. If you got the money to get the resources you want, I mean the locations you want, utilize the real estate agent and get it. And if you don't, utilize what you have around you for free or little money. And yeah, just execute professionally, and yeah, and that's my tips and tricks on the location scouting. See you on the next one.